둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
Got what? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris, the list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With, the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you so much for checking out our series today. If this is your type of thing, if you want to know what's happening with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, know what's happening in the music world, hopefully you'll hit subscribe, and you can do so, of course, at all the major podcast hotspots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or anywhere you like to get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I'm going to be talking with Joe Bouchard. He is one of the co-founders of Blue Oyster Cult, and he's back with a brand new solo record called Strange Legends. We're going to talk about getting into character within his type of songs, the lost art of the rock instrumental. He covers the Kinks on here and does a nice little trick where he takes this happy song, makes it a lot darker. You might think, like, well, that makes sense coming from a band like the Blue Oyster Cult, and he'll tell you, well, that's pretty much the same thing. So we'll talk about how he works that type of dark magic into songs like that. And of course, one of the greatest examples of one of their darkest songs, Don't Fear the Reaper. It's become sort of an anthem for the apocalypse. It's shown up in movies and TV shows and games throughout the years. In fact, I think Joe says around 75, all counting. We'll talk about one of the more famous moments of that with Stephen King's The Stand, how it got into that. And get this, of course, when you mention Blue Oyster Cult, when you talk about Don't Fear the Reaper, yeah, you're probably going to even consider the cowbell and the old classic Saturday Night Live skit with Christopher Walken. There's actually a cowbell edition of this album, Strange Legends, so I got to ask about that as well. So let's get into it. It's Kyle Meredith with Joe Bouchard.
Hello, Kyle.
It is a pleasure to talk to you. First off, congratulations on all of your success for Strange Legends so far. Love seeing how this has been charting around the world.
Yeah, I'm number 10 in Holland this week. I can't believe it. I haven't seen charts like that in decades.
It makes sense, though. Yeah, the music is so good on here, you know, with Strange Legends. I'll jump into a few songs, too, because the first single that we hear with She's a Legend, I mean, one of these strange tales that crosses throughout here about a female serial killer, which, as my wife, as a true crime fanatic, will tell you is a very rare thing. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah. With songs like this, do you find that you have to approach vocals differently? Like, do you have to get in character when you're doing a track like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't want to make it not sound like me, but this was a good one. Really fit my voice well. And, of course, I love the way the chorus just lifts up with the harmonies and everything. Yeah, I definitely think about, you know, the meeting and all of that. Try to make it believable. And since I self-produce these recordings, you know, I have to wear two hats. I wear the producer hat, and then I wear the artist hat. And I have arguments with myself. It's very funny. But, you know, hopefully it comes out in the end, it comes out really good. So.
Absolutely.
And so far, it's getting great response, so.
One of my favorites on here, you know, happens to actually be the instrumental with Racing Through the Desert. And talk about the lost art of the rock instrumental. Did the title come first or the song? Because it really says the feeling. The title really, you know, embodies that feeling of racing through the desert.
Actually, I just dropped the video for this and really getting great reaction. A lot of people have mentioned the instrumental. I grew up doing, like, guitar instrumentals. There was a band called The Ventures, mm-hmm. who I really loved back in the early 60s. And they taught me, you know, how to play guitar, basically, because of what, you know, their style. So, the music came first, and I thought, you know, a couple of different titles. But then I was thinking, just what does it sound like? It sounds like I'm racing through the desert. And I had, you know, I looked at some different videos of people on motorcycles and vehicles going through the desert. I guess it was inspired by Mad Max, too. You know, everybody's seen the Mad Max movie. So that was kind of the inspiration for that. But I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of people have. And usually I put an instrumental on my solo albums. There's like one instrumental in there because it just goes back to my youth. And I'm glad you mentioned that. It's a really, really strong track, and the new video is cool. You got to check it out.
Will do. And I hear you play trumpet on this track as well, which I thought was really, really cool.
Yes. Yeah. Four trumpets.
Four trumpets. Yeah. Well, going on through there, you know, and I'll add the compliments to Hit and Run. You know, I feel like that's got a bit of that 60s beach vibe, but just a little bit creepy. And I'll say the same thing about when you cover the Kinks All Day and All of the Night, because it feels like it's a darker version. And maybe this pocket, I like to think of the happy songs that would soundtrack horror movies very well. And that seems to be a thing. I don't know if you do that intentionally, but it seems to be a thing that I get from your music anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, I've tried different styles over the years, but I wanted to do, with this album, I wanted to do what I do best, which is the classic rock of the 70s, you know, lots of guitar. And, you know, I've talked to different people, and boy, you sound a lot like Roy Scott. Well, I should. I was there. I was there when it was invented. But, you know, it's not something that I really try to do, but it just seems to be part of my style. Because, you know, that's what I grew up with, was those, you know, slightly dark, you know. I darkened the Kinks cover All Day and All of the Night. It was going to start out with acoustic guitar. And I started the acoustic guitar thing, and I said, nah, it's the Kinks. It's got to rock hard. So it starts with acoustic, but then it gets into the whole Kinks, you know, hard rock style, which was very influential on all of us, you know, back in the day.
Like I said, it's interesting how, you know, you do your thing and people kind of co-opt it for something else. And I talk about how, you know, especially obviously Don't Fear the Reaper, it's been, you know, quite the soundtrack cut for a lot of things. And it's that moment, you know, like in The Stand in 1984 yeah. and in Scream when Gus redid the song. I mean, how does it go for you to hear that song as kind of an anthem for the apocalypse?
It's great. I love The Stand. I love The Stand. We were so, well, actually our guitar player was friends with Stephen King. And he asked to put the lyrics to The Reaper in The Stand. So it's right at the beginning of the book. We had no idea that we were going to use it in the movie. And then when the movie came out, it was like, wow, all of a sudden I became famous again, you know. And, you know, but just overall, that song, Don't Fear the Reaper, has just got incredible longevity. It's been in 75 different movies and TV shows and video games. You know, we had no idea when we were recording that it would be this kind of, like, huge, you know, anthem, you know, for the band. You know, it was just another track on an album. I always knew that it could be a hit because it combined the elements, you know, the emotional elements of a good love song with that sort of science fiction stuff that Blue Oyster Cult did very well. And I don't think it was a matter of us figuring we're going to contrive this this song. It really was very natural and just happened. And I'm very lucky that it did.
Well, it's still an amazing classic that stands on its own. And I guess the obvious connection that I can draw from that song to the new record, Strange Legends, is that you do have a limited cowbell edition of this record. I mean, that's pretty fantastic right there.
The cowbells are great there. They're selling like hotcakes.
I instantly wanted one as soon as I saw it. It's been so much fun to listen to Strange Legends with all of this, too. And again, congratulations on this. And I know that's not the only thing you guys got going on. I'll quickly mention your brother is going to be redoing the Imaginos record this fall. I'm looking forward to that as well. But as far as this record...
Oh, that's going to be great.
Joe, thank you so much for continuing to do the music you do and taking the time to talk about it today as well.
Well, it's great to talk to you. You have a fantastic day.
My thanks, Joe Bouchard. Again, the brand new solo record is called Strange Legends. Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Before you get out, if you're not already, please hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all of the interviews that we put out. 3 a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere you like to get your favorite podcast from, just type in Kyle Meredith With. After that, head to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, that's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Kyle Meredith on all three of those. Hope you like and follow along there as well. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.